Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
There's a lot of debate about whether a plant-based diet or an animal-based diet is better. I'm going to avoid that. But one of the arguments against an animal-based diet that is often brought up is, well, sentient beings are being killed. Well, that's not really the case. In fact, I would think that either just as many or more sentient beings are killed in the process of farming, traditional monocropped things versus, better raised cattle or ruminant animals in a regenerative fashion. I think you can get better usage of, there's less killing, here's the reality. I think no matter how you eat, whatever it is, and we can debate which is better, I think you have to just appreciate that things are dying so that you can live. And this is just a fact of reality. It has absolutely nothing to do with which is better. And saying that sentient beings aren't being killed just because you're eating plants, personally, I think it's pretty ignorant, because if you've actually witnessed farming, you're going to have to kill something to, if you want to make sure that your crops don't get eaten. Yeah, there's going to be some things that are killed in the process. Even just I had a patch of strawberries at my house at one point, and to keep those strawberries not being eaten by the slugs, yeah, this stuff had to happen to the slugs. And that's if you're caring about sentient beings, there's that, right? And I think that we can actually grow more plants if animals are part of the process, because guess what animals do? They defecate and urinate all over the land, and that you've got some of these larger animals that walk around and mush it into the ground, and if you get them moving around a bit, well, you kind of spread the load and share the love and refertilize the soil and all kinds of stuff. But anyway, just to prove my point or to bring it home, I've got a clip from Vinnie Tortorich. He talks about some of the stuff that happens in these industrial farming situations, and just a sample of some of the animals that get killed in this process.
Don't give me the argument of you're saving sentient beings, because I've seen what comes out of combines. They'll pull out a 5-gallon bucket of frogs every day out of the gearing of a combine on one day. So if you don't think you're killing sentient beings, and by the way, it's chewing up rabbits, it's chewing up frogs, it's chewing up skunks, it's chewing up armadillos in certain parts of North America, and eagles get caught up in there sometimes. It's amazing what gets caught up in these combines. Not to mention these farmers have to go out at night and kill other ruminant animals. They have to kill, in Arkansas, they kill razorbacks and they kill deer every night. No one's eating those products, by the way. They're killing them so that they don't eat the crops. So if you don't think you're killing sentient beings when you're having your tofu burger, good luck.
Now, I will take it a step further and say, what about the lives of the plants that are being killed as a result of, well, eating plants? Don't the plant lives matter too? And, I think that's just the reality, right? That for us to live, something's going to die. What is that something? And you can make an argument as to which thing is better, right? And I don't want to have that debate. I know what works for me, at least. But to say that the plant lives don't matter, I mean, I think plants know what's going on, and that, plants don't want to be eaten. I mean, their natural defenses are biochemical in nature. And so there are things that you have to do in order to be able to digest the plants and not get sick, I think. And I'm not saying all plants are bad, and I'm not saying that you can't eat plants as your choice or whatever, but things die so that you live. It's simple as that. It's just the nature of the beast. And I think the more people realize that, the more that they're going to be open to maybe a different way of eating or whatever. But disabuse yourself of the notion that okay, just because you're eating plants doesn't mean that animals aren't dying as a result of that decision. So I don't buy the moral argument, but sure, make the, you know, if you think it's nutritionally better for you, go for it. It's not what I think, but you know, we can agree to disagree on that, I suppose.
Thanks for listening to Phone Boy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.